little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Tiro, have you got any thoughts?
I mean, like, I always find it difficult to finish consultation in 10 minutes, and generally patients are a little bit upset and angry these days, like, because they find it difficult to get appointment whenever they want, and then when they get an appointment, they want to sort out everything.
Do you have a particular patient in mind that you think?
Yeah, I had, like, just yesterday, I had a patient, like, daughter brought up our mom, she's 80, and she had to take time off and bring her in. So she said, doctor, I had to deal with all these problems I want to discuss. And then they started saying, my mom has, can you look at my mom's nails? I said, and then she started telling me, what's the problem with the nails? I said, can you tell me what other problems are? Then she said, doctor, you're blocking me. And then I just want to know what problems you have and see what is the what problem I can deal with today. She said, no, I want you to look at all my problems. And I said, okay.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, because I had to, because it looks like she's going to get upset. And so I said, okay, I'll look at them, but tell me list first. And then she's got what? She's got nail problems, and she wants a script for something, and then she wanted to kind of check her memory.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to do all those things, and I said, like, this is only 10 minutes. I can't deal with all problems in one consultation.
Yeah.
Next time we need at least 20 to 30 minutes to, if you have more than 2-3 problems.
So that helped you manage, knowing that it was possible to agenda set, helped you to signpost what was possible to do within what you were hoping was going to be 10 minutes. Did you get him out within 10 minutes?
No. It took me 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
23 minutes, I think.
So this is actually great material for what we're going to be moving on to later on, as to how do you, first of all, signpost that you do potentially only have that 10 minutes, and how do you ensure that you close it realistically within that time span. I suspect the theme is going to continue in that direction as well.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing.